Now I'll hit the record button because it's that time.
It is that time.
We're back. Oh, God. It's been 2 weeks away from the podcast. Mm. Last week, there just wasn't anything really to talk about, though.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is kind of weird.
It's very small. There was, like, nothing happening last week.
And also, I'm sorry that I wasn't able to give you some of your games. I looked them up. It's like, I kind of like, I thought Jeremy took some of these already. I thought he took your 2K. Huh?
I don't know. Like, yeah. I didn't actually look. I was like, I don't know what's actually in there. These are just games that I was like, these sound nice. But then I was, one of them was like a
release.
It's kind of like a release. Sort of. It's just getting ported to different consoles.
No, the port, I don't think we have a lot of ports in this game. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the As Dusk Falls one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't that just a re-release then?
No, because it was an Xbox exclusive.
Oh.
It's just being ported over.
Oh, okay, that makes sense,
It'd be like that.
I went to the,
It doesn't let me log in, so I can't.
Oh, God.
And said, no, thank you.
I hate the website sometimes.
Well, I think the trouble is, like, only one person can get in there and fuck with it at a time.
Really?
That's kind of what it seems like. I don't know. It just stops working at random fucking times.
Yeah. Because I don't really check it a lot.
Oh, but Jen is currently sitting at negative 4 points.
Woo!
Negative 4 points.
I have, like, nothing because it didn't add anything that I added the first day. Damn. Like, absolutely nothing.
Damn.
Yeah, it looks like you got 5 spots still open.
Yeah. Damn. Like, I added everything the day that we left. We were all still sitting here, and it added none of them to it.
Damn. Okay. I'll definitely look into it. Now that I got time, a little bit more time, because that weekend that you sent it, like I said, I was in New Orleans. I'm just like, there's no way in hell I'm going to have time to add any of this shit.
I don't even remember what I sent you, so it's fine.
You sent me some shit. You sent me, like, WWE 2K.
Oh, that's already out, so we can't add that in.
I know I can't add it, but, like, what other games you add? Because I can go back and look really fast. Oh, yeah, that's right. As Dusk Falls, Outlast Trials, Shin Megami Tensei Vengeance. Is that a DLC?
It's a whole ass game release, so.
Shin Megami Tensei?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Super Monkey Ball Banana Brumble.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, it looks fun.
I was like, no, I just looked at it like, okay. Like, it's
the
just.
The Nintendo rep talked to me about it, I think, the day that I sent you that.
Yeah.
So the Nintendo rep came in.
Yeah, so, like, I was like, when does WWE come out? You're like, sometime? I'm like, I think, I was like, well, if it comes out Tuesday, I'll see what I can do, but I just didn't have enough time to do anything. And that's my fault. But anyways, I guess, are we doing lunch?
We can.
Cool. I was like, I gotta be out of here by 2.
You gotta be out of here by 2?
Yep. I gotta work today.
You gotta work today?
Yep.
You know, you didn't, like, you didn't tell me what time you had to leave.
Oh, I have to leave by 2.
No, when you sent me your text message, it said / like a hyphen. I was just like,
what time is it? What time is hyphen?
Like, what does that mean, number 2? Like,
it's every time, and simultaneously no time.
Oh, yeah.
It's the singularity.
Yeah.
Well, let's get the shit started, because people got stuff to do. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
That was
nuts. What was that?
It's like a golf clap.
A golf clap? Well, yeah. You're a lot of clapping golf.
It's just in my hand said no. Yeah. Yeah. They just said not today.
It's like, it's not the move.
It's not the move. We're not
going to be live. Welcome to AOA Gaming Podcast, episode 222. I'm your podcast MC Perry. Today I have number 2 and Stone.
Yay.
You're not sure why you're doing things at AOA Gaming. Look at video game news or why you might be interested in the game community. Talk that shit along the way. In case, like, sometimes walk it back.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have anything to walk back. It's been 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We ain't walking nothing back.
Well, what's everybody been playing?
Princess Peach and 2K. That's kind of it.
I've been playing Lightyear Frontier.
Yeah, I saw that. They got reviews too.
Yeah.
Early reviews, like a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, it's solid. It's kind of like Stardew Valley with mechs.
I remember you said that. I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in like a big mech as like your your tractor, your farm tractor, and you plant crops and grow seeds. And
I haven't gotten to touch the Stardew Valley update yet. But
yeah.
Me and Andrew are trying to figure out if we want to like continue the one that we have or if we want to make a new one. Mm-hmm. And that way we can just start with all the chickens instead of having to like go get chickens.
Yeah, chicken important.
Yeah. You can have turtles.
You can have turtles? You can
have pet turtles now.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, God, we're going to have pet turtles.
Yeah, we're going to name your turtle.
I have no idea. We named them after whatever we're watching at the time. We're not watching anything currently, so.
So nothing yet?
Nothing yet, yeah.
You're not watching that new X-Men?
Oh, I finished that, but Andrew hasn't watched it yet. Or at least the episodes that are out currently.
Yeah.
I need to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
It feels good to be like...
Oh, it's so good. It's episode 2 is amazing.
It's just good to have like that animation feel back and the fact that Kevin Feige's roles were like, yo, you gotta do the original theme song and the original cast gotta come back. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I had to pay a really pretty penny for that theme song too.
Did
you? Even I think they own it.
They don't own X-Men?
I don't think they own the original rights to that song.
Oh, the original rights to the song.
No, yeah, yeah, so they had to pay the artist again.
Yeah.
Which, that's fine.
You know.
They did it.
Yeah.
Like Disney, we got the money. Let's just
do it. No, just give it to us. Fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's see. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII, of course. It's been good. Mm-hmm. Just trying to, like, maybe try to 100% the game. I'm at, like, around Chapter 7. It's got good.
Hell yeah.
Got Yuffie in red. It's cool stuff.
Red 13.
Red 13. Yeah. People, well, apparently I saw an article. It's like, people, fans are starting to debate. Is Red a dog or a cat? I'm like, neither.
Neither.
But no, Lightyear Frontier, you were mentioning it, and I was like, ooh, this game sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. Fun fact, it is on Game Pass, and it's multiplayer. It has multiplayer support, and it's cross-platform. So you can play...
Off the grip.
Yeah, off the grip. So you can play Game Pass, PC, and Xbox. You can play Steam, and Game Pass people can all play together.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Because Power World didn't do that. Power World... If you play it, if you bought it on Steam, you can't play with people that have their Game Pass.
Sad.
It is sad. But Lightyear Frontier did it right.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a much smaller game, too, but...
Yeah. I can't... Oh, so I'm glad that we were able to do that, though. Let's see. Where would we like to start, guys? I guess Dragon's Dogma. I thought, like, Stone got a good review off of it.
That's right. I had a feeling it was going to be solid.
It's going to be solid, yeah.
And it seems like, you know, there's some controversies around it. Don't get me wrong, but...
Steam port is apparently pretty bad. Like, the PC port's not doing too great.
Performance mode in general, just not...
Yeah. I heard, yeah, just, like, it doesn't have, like, high on Steam. It's pretty, mm-hmm, like, low percentage-wise.
Yeah, well, so, are you talking about the review scores? Or are you talking about like...
Just people I've talked to in general.
Yeah.
They said it's not doing super well on Steam, like just review-wise from people that are, mm-hmm, playing it.
So it's being review bombed right now, basically. So it's not that people aren't enjoying the game or being able to play the game. Because by all accounts, it's a great open world RPG.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It has some performance issues because it's actually it's a interesting problem to have because it's actually CPU bound. It's not graphics bound.
Yeah.
So turning down your graphics settings isn't going to improve the gameplay. It's the processing of like all the AI basically. So
I think they said they're already working on patches and stuff. So.
Yeah, they're working on patches to kind of alleviate those issues that they're seeing out there. But yeah, it's just that, you know, if they have too many characters on screen, the CPU is trying to process all of their commands and stuff.
Yeah, like
it just tanks it.
Even like I guess the big one is like the city one is like where they pop in, like characters pop in. It's like, oh god, that's not cool. Like,
yeah, you get into a city and it is bad.
Yeah,
like, it's like, and the thing is, it's a single player game, so it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
there's no online structure or anything like that.
Well, tell that to fucking Capcom with all those microtransactions.
That too. We're going to get into that.
The craziest thing about the microtransactions is someone came in and explained them to me, and it looks like that was a Capcom thing. They're like, you have to have microtransactions to make this game. And they just added a bunch of, like, dumb shit in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it is. I don't know. It's
it just looked... Nobody showed me anything. They're just like, it's just a bunch of dumb shit. I'm like, oh. Yeah. That doesn't help me talk about a thing.
So there's been a bit of misinformation going out around the transactions. Some people are claiming that you have to interface with these microtransactions in order to play the game. You don't. All of the resources that are offered on the microtransaction store... it's all like in-game currencies and shit you can easily get a hold of, you know.
Yeah.
It's like fast travel stones and you get them all the time. You get like 3 a day or something like that, I think, is what the game
is. Yeah, I know. That was like the one thing someone was
that
like,
was the
you
big
don't
thing.
Get any, like, you don't get any of those in the game. I was like, I don't think they would just lock that behind
them. The thing is, though, the director of this did come out and say, like, if a game has fast travel, then it's boring. Like, he clearly came out and said that. So, like, when he said that, people would say, like, what the Capcom's director really meant was...
Yeah. I mean, there's some games where you have to travel past a certain point to even unlock your fast travel, and some games you have to play the game in full before you can unlock fast travel.
Yeah. And I get that. Like, I think that the world should be an important... Like, you spend a lot of time making this intricate and, like, well-crafted open world. Mm-hmm. You know, you want players to interface with that and not just, like, zip by it.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get the other extreme where it's just like, well, everything's going to be fast travel like Starfield.
fast travel.
Right. And I think there's a happy medium between no fast travel and only fast travel. You know, I think that you should be
able
to go explore.
I like being
able
to choose when I can fast travel.
Yeah. Right. It's like sometimes you just want to get somewhere quick, and I get that, you know, and then other times...
I don't
have
a little time, but I want to do this last mission real quick.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
But yeah, so all the microtransactions, it's stuff that you can get in-game. So basically, the microtransactions are, like, basically paid cheats for, like, a single-player game. Because it's not online at all, much to many people's chagrin, honestly. Because of the pawn system and everything. They're just like, oh, well, yeah, you can have these AI companions, but you can't play with your friends.
Maybe they'll patch it in later.
No. That's
how the game is.
That's how the game is. That's how Dragon's Dogma 1 is that, like, you can't play with your friends.
Since I played that game, I forgot about it.
Yeah, the pawn system is something that they want you to do. It's like, well, you can play with your characters, your friends' pawns, but you can't play with your friends per se.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's just, I don't know, like, having a shit ton of microtransactions in a single-player game, it rubs me the wrong way, but I don't really see anything wrong with it, I guess.
I mean, it's like Ubisoft games. Like, they tell you straight up. I think the problem is that they hid them for the reviewers.
That's
the biggest problem, is that they hid them. It's like, wait, what? Like,
yeah. It's like, that should have been out there in the open, I think. Okay. I kind of get, like, I guess why... I don't think they hit them. I think that the review copies wouldn't have had the infrastructure. You know what I mean? Like, they would not have had access to any sort of, like, storefront during a review copy, I don't think.
Well,
but, I mean, they should have been informed, I guess, of, like, hey, we're going to have all these microtransactions. But I guess they didn't think it was going to be a big deal.
Well, I guess, I get what you're saying, some at the same time, but... Like, Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Origins and all that had their microtransactions ready to go for reviewers to see. So I don't know, like, it's so hard for Capcom not to pay to it.
Right. Know? Well, because, I don't know, like, it's not like an in-game store, you know what I mean? It's like you buy these transactions through, like, the storefront. So, like, through the PlayStation Store or the Microsoft Store or the Steam Store. You don't buy them, like, in-game.
Yeah, the in-game currency, that kind of stuff like that. You have to go to a certain...
Yeah, it's not like you open the menu and then there's like a store page in the menu. It's like you buy it in the game, like the launcher client, and then you get these things in the game.
Hmm.
So I can see where it's maybe a little different there.
It
feels scummy and shady, but I think that there's an innocent explanation for it, honestly.
Like I said, what's the weirdness is that, like, Capcom's make Street Fighter, so, like, I'm pretty sure that was microtransactions were already ready to go.
Yeah.
So, I'm just like, that's all I'm saying, is, like, it just seems weird, that's all.
Right. Well, like I said, the Street Fighter microtransactions, that's all done through an in-game storefront, right? Well, you gotta do you buy them in game or do you buy them through the
PlayStation through PlayStation? So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. Yeah. And like I said, like, there's not a lot of microtransactions in, like, Monster Hunter, but you get what I'm saying? Like this is, like, because the main Dragon's Dogma is just, like, not in the bad way or anything. It's, like, a step down from Monster Hunter.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's nothing but that.
Because it is about, like, fighting big things.
Fighting big things, but the only
Shadow Colossus bullshit.
Yeah. And, like, but the thing is, though, you get to climb on the monsters and Dragon's Dogma, which is actually one of the coolest parts of the game.
Yeah.
I can see number two doing it. I'm going to climb this ogre and smack. Huh?
I would. All I would do is just climb giant monsters and be like, hi.
You're going to ride the monsters. I'm going to ride
your Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, another kind of controversy thing right now, too, in the Dragon's Dogma community is you can't have multiple save files.
Yeah, you can only have one save file. I heard about that.
Yeah, so you make a character, and that is your save file, and you cannot delete your character to start again or start fresh.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you cannot delete the character right now. Like, you're stuck with the one character. Like, you have one save slot, and you can't even restart that save slot. Like, It is one character and you're done. That's it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure why it was built that way. I mean,
I don't know how I feel.
Multiple save slots have been a thing for years. I don't know why it's like that.
I will say also, what was it? I saw some reviews from my kind of funny, and they were like, they get their impressions, and they were like 8 or so hours in, and they're like, wow, yeah. I can't believe how slow this game is going so far.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Blessing actually reached out to some of his friends, like, are you guys enjoying this? Are y'all liking this? Like, yeah, we're loving it. He said, I'm 8 hours in, and this feels like it's dragging. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah. They're like, yeah, it's a slow burn until you get, like, until you reach hour 15 or 20. I'm like, okay, that's... Reminds me of Red Dead.
Yeah, I've heard a few people talking about the the playthrough time. Apparently some reviewers got through it in like 24 hours or something, got through the entire game in 24 hours. I think the IGN review here lists it at 33 hours. But, I mean, I think it's like, okay, well, there's a lot of content in this world, you know what I mean? So even if you beeline the story and that's all you do, then yeah, sure, maybe you can beat the game in like 24 hours or something. But it's like, you're going to miss 85% of the game.
Yeah, because like Dragon's Dogma takes forever to get into.
Mm-hmm.
I've only played like the first little bit of it. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I should check out. Okay, cool. But that's the Dragon's Dogma story.
Yay!
It's yay and yay. let's see. Rise of Ronin reviews came out, and it's
mid.
It's mid. It's not like groundbreaking or anything. It's a very Team Ninja game, so that's games.
I think the problem is though, Team Ninja's coming out with games a little too fast.
Think so?
I mean, they made Wulong like a year ago. Mm-hmm. That's kind of up this alley, and
yeah.
So it just seems like it, you know.
Wulong really came away. Like, nobody really talked about that one.
Right?
I forgot it even came out until I saw it. And I'm like, oh, right.
So, yeah, that was a game.
It was a game.
Yeah, like, I know.
It existed. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was just kind of, it was there. It existed.
It was a Souls-like game.
And I think that Rise of Ronin is kind of in that space, too, where, you know, it's got the fun, like, action combat that, you know, Ninja Gaiden is known for. Team Ninja rather is known for. But it's kind of suffering from like the like every game
problem.
This like open world bloat and just, you know, too much shit to do without anything that's actually interesting to do. You know, just a bunch of bullshit that nobody wants to do and interact with. It's like, why do I have all this busy work? I just want to, like, play the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, I think apparently it's been, instead of being compared to a Ghost of Tsushima, it's being compared to Assassin's Creed instead.
Yeah.
Are you sure this isn't like a hidden Assassin's Creed Japan game that they've been talking about for like 10 years?
Instead of the actual Assassin's Creed game that
don't call it Assassin's Creed?
Isn't that game supposed to come out like next year?
It's like next year or 2026, yeah.
Assassin's like Creed that. Red? Yeah. Yeah, no.
Ninja.
But no, this might be it. This might be a little taste of what we're to expect from us, the Assassin's Creed game number two. No.
Yeah, because it's exactly like it. It's going to be like some fun combat and then Ubisoft open world bloat. That's gonna be the new Assassin's Creed. That's what it is.
Yeah.
We have cracked the code. We're good.
We're good. Ubisoft, get better at so we can don't crack the code so fast.
Yeah.
But no, so Roger Ronan's out.
Like, it's not awful, but it's not great. It's just
I got some friends that really love the combat and things like that, so more power to them. As long as they're enjoying it, having fun, I don't care.
They gave it, like, a 7, which is, like, a normal game review, so, like I said, it's not bad. It's also just not great.
I went to IGN, I was like, alright, they gave it a 7. Alright, cool, whatever. Let's see what GameSpot gave it. Oh, they gave it a 7, too.
Yeah, everyone's like, here's some 7 and 7.5s.
I was just like, oh, so this, I was like, oh, this is going to kind of funny. No more Umbrella likes this game?
Damn. 7.
Oh, sheesh. They do a 1 to 7. They do a 1 to 5 scale too. I'm like, they didn't even scale it. They were just talking about how some people were having fun and people say like,
I played. Where's that review?
They said like we played Snowbike. Mike said like I played 7 hours of it, and I'm done with it. I was like, damn. Okay. That's
definitely awesome. Like a game that's meant for like certain people.
Yeah, kind of like a Biomutant. Yeah, it was fun though.
I love Biomutant.
You like being a rat? Yeah, I was excited for that game too. Princess Peach reviews, those were kind of mid too.
That game is fun. The ninja level fucking sucked though.
I
don't like the ninja level. It moves too quick. I'm gonna have to go back. I miss like 3-star thingies.
I was having technical issues with the game.
I haven't had anything yet. Thankfully.
No. Are you playing handheld?
Mm-mm.
You're playing on your computer?
Yeah, I play it on my dock. My right, Switch cool. Doesn't leave my dock, really.
Alright.
Unless I'm, like, at the doctor or something.
Yeah, like, I play it in handheld, and, like, I can see the lag, like, when Peach moves.
Oh, just, like, I don't see that. I see the lag, like, in the loading screens, usually, but I think that's just a normal thing, because they lagged in the demo, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, well, this is supposed to be a first-party game, isn't it?
It's just the load screens I've had that. I haven't had it with Peach or anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, like, I think I'm glad that you're enjoying it, number two. I didn't think it was going to be a bad game. I'm just like, oh, I'll play the demo. I was like, I think I'll wait to hear, like, from other friends how it is, like, that kind of game.
Yeah. You know, according to some reviews, it's like, you know, the way to squeeze out, you know, additional content, I guess, from a platformer is to make it to where you go back and you get completion, right?
Yeah.
But, it has to be fun to want to go back and get that completion, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, currently the game has a bunch of, like, unskippable dialogue and unskippable cutscenes and stuff. And it's like, yeah, sure, that's cool the first time. But, like, the 20th time when you're trying to, like, 100% this level or whatever, it's like, all right.
Yeah, that's what I was into. Like, because I messed up on like one of the.
Yeah, I think games. If you just like once you get that initial cutscene like over with, you should be able to go back and like skip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. When you go back to play the level again to get the completion,
I should be able to skip all that. Yeah.
You should be able to skip everything.
Yeah, I was doing one of the mini games. I was just like, all right, I messed up. I want to restart, and it restarted the entire level. I'm like, all right, damn, I didn't want to do that. And then it's like, cool, can I skip these cutscenes? No, I'm like. All right, whatever.
The outfits are all cute, though.
Huh?
The outfits are cute.
Yeah,
outfits are all cute.
I know Jeremy's like, well, I just hope that Princess Peach blows everybody out the water, but it's not.
It's not.
Like Jeremy, I'm sorry, bro. It ain't. It's not. It's not happening. Let's see. PS5 Pro leaks.
This has been a thing for like a year and a half now.
We've been talking about this.
We've been talking about this for like a year and a half. Ever since the PS5 came out, actually. So it's been like 4 or 5 years.
Well, you know that they're making it, though.
Yeah, wasn't there like dev kits that were leaked out?
Yeah. Anything seem interesting to you, Stone? This is Stone's Tech Corner. You would know more than I would.
Yeah, just from what I've been seeing of it, yeah. Jingle.
Stone's Tech Corner.
It is supposed to be quite a bit more powerful machine. Meaning
like
that
three times faster than the current one or something?
Yeah, so, well, it's going to have twice the teraflops. Mm-hmm. Is what it is. So that's like the amount of computations that it can do, basically, in a certain amount of time. But it could potentially do things like run like 4K60 or 4K120, you know, sort of thing. Probably 4K60, honestly, but 4K120 would be really difficult, I think. But yeah, it's supposed to have, like, there's some rumored features about it, about how it could have, like, you know, better audio compression, or, like, a Sony TM version of ray tracing, basically. You know, some different, like, features like that could make it interesting, I think.
It's still going to look like a Wi-Fi router, probably.
Probably still going to look like a Wi-Fi router. But I don't know. I don't think it's likely that this is going to be a blow your socks off like upgrade or anything.
Well, the PS4 Pro wasn't really like a...
Well, the big jump for the PS4 to the PS4 Pro was 4K HDR support.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the big technology at the time, because that happened like halfway through the life cycle.
Yeah.
Was more people were adopting these, you know, like 4K HDR TVs,
yeah,
and like having these big sets and stuff like that.
I don't think we have anything like TV wise that's really different. I know there's TVs that can run like native like 8K and stuff, but mm-hmm. They're like
none
of us
expensive.
Are gonna have any of those.
Right. Oh, and there's another facet about that too, is that in a TV in a like a living room setting, right? 4K makes sense because of how big the sets is. When you're so far away from it, right? So if you're sitting like 5 to 8 feet away from your TV, you know, a 60-inch 4K TV at that viewing distance, like, you'll notice it's a lot sharper than a 1080p TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
8K, you need to be a lot closer to notice. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because the further away, the less you're going to notice those finer details, and you're not going to see that sharpness and that change. So the jump from 4K to 8K doesn't make as much sense with, like, a 60-inch TV in a living room sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have, like, a 100-inch TV or something, then, yeah, okay, you'll notice. Right?
You get the size of your wall.
Right. If you have the wall, then yes. But, yeah, it's this whole concept with, like, viewing distances and, like, resolution and stuff like that. I don't really think 8K TVs are going to be in a normal house. Just, I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Unless they get, like, stupid cheap.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, if it's like $1,000 for like a brand new TV and it's 8K and, you know, but it has a million fucking frames per second or something stupid,
million
then yeah, sure.
frames per second.
But yeah, it's like, at a certain point, it's like, you don't need anything more.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, the jump between, you know, standard definition to high definition was a huge jump. And you go from high definition to 4K and you're like, yeah, that's a jump. Now you go from 4K to 8K, and you're just like, you don't need it. You're not going to notice it unless you're up in the fucking TV. Like, if you're like 2 feet away from the TV, yeah, you'll see the pixels and stuff. Sure.
But
if you're like sitting on your couch with your normal, like, your TV 10 feet away from you, you're not going
to
notice the difference.
Yeah.
Oof. I'm not getting an 8K TV anytime soon.
Yeah. But yeah, so like I say, I don't think that I think the PS4 Pro, I think some people will buy it, some, you know, enthusiasts and things that want to crank it up a little bit higher.
I like my Slim, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's moving.
But I don't think that a PS4 Pro was kind of needed because of the environment at the time. I think a PS5 Pro is just, you know, it's extra.
Yeah.
Cash grab.
Yeah.
Understandable. Because I didn't think I was going to get one, especially after reading this book. I'm like, I'm not really seeing any difference, you know?
Right. Well, I don't think Xbox is doing a pro console either, right?
Do we know what Xbox is doing at this point?
Well, Xbox is trying to be Steam, is what they're doing, basically. That's what they want to do. They want to be Steam.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's only one Steam. How many games you got off the Steam cell? Stone.
Light Your Frontier.
Light Your Frontier.
He's like, no comment. He's like, leave me alone, Perry.
Yeah.
About what?
I was gonna go, but I was supposed to go crazy with buying some stuff on the same cell. I'm like, oh yeah, this one's cell, and that's on sale.
Is it still going?
I think it is.
Okay. 7 Days to Die is on sale, by the way. Anybody who's interested.
I already have the game stone.
I know, just saying. Throwing that out there. Anybody who cares, it's like $5 right now.
I thought you said $6.99.
I don't know.
It's an amount of money.
It is a small amount of money.
It is $7 for the game called 7 Days to Die.
It is $5.99. It's $6.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. First, 7 Days to Die. Best $6 you're ever gonna spend.
Someone loves the 7 Days to Die.
Look, they come out with a new alpha every couple years. It's like I get a brand new game.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it. It's the best, like, $5 I ever fucking spent, alright?
Oh my god.
I've been playing this game for years. Like, every 18 months to 24 months, I get a brand new fucking game. It's great.
Great. I love it.
Okay, then. That's great. I need to, like, actually sit down and play around then with you guys. Or you guys spend the afternoon playing it.
Yeah.
Or, like, can you get through 7 days in one day setting?
Well, the normal settings, a day is an hour.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so you could definitely get through, like, a whole day. Maybe two.
Yeah, you could get through a whole cycle in a day if you're, like, going for it, you know?
Okay, cool.
And we've done that before.
That's cool. And yeah, I just like continue to play over and over. Playing with you.
Yeah.
Let's see. IGN management lays off union members and massive breach of trust. Didn't they just get this, though? Unfair labor practice charge over layoffs. Damn. Did they not just... After union was voluntarily recognized by manager, the IGN Creator Go has filed an unfair labor practice charge against the company, alleging bad faith bargaining? Yeah. Damn. They did, Alexa, didn't they just announce that they were going in union?
I think so.
Yeah, like IGN?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it happened like last year. I think they unionized.
No, I said like a month ago.
Well, they were doing that reorganization about a month ago.
Oh.
But no. I think that they actually, like, unionized, like, last year sometime.
Oh, June?
I thought so.
No, they just said that, like, nearly a month after the union was voluntarily recognized, so I thought that means that they actually did go through with being unionized. Because we did the article. I remember us talking about it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
It's been
a minute since I was looking.
It's been a minute since we've done this shit, guys.
Yeah. So the union recognized the group on February 22nd, so, yeah. Hmm. So, yeah, I guess it would have been just a few weeks after they were officially unionized.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. And, like, I saw an article, because they were talking about layoffs. I didn't post it. I saw it in the heat of the moment flashing by. Apparently, Sony regrets buying Bungie. Did you see that?
I did see that. I thought that was interesting. I had always assumed that they bought Bungie not because of Destiny, but because of Bungie's expertise in live service games.
Mm-hmm.
So that Bungie could be a first party studio and help other first party studios with live service games. Which I guess they really haven't been doing much in that live service department. I think probably the most recent one would have been Foam Stars, and that didn't really...
They were doing The Last of Us.
Yeah, they were helping.
They were helping with that, but then that got canceled.
Because they were like, because the Bungie said like, nah, none of this is right.
Yeah.
It was that, and then I think they said that they, like, Naughty Dog specifically was like, if we do this, we're going to have to take a good chunk of people and move them strictly to live service, and then we can't do this other part.
Yeah. So, it's kind of stupid. Okay. You lose 60 pounds. Okay, I'm sorry. Ad plan. As I'm looking at the article. congratulations, you have lost 60 pounds. That's really...
Mm-hmm. Love that for you.
Love that for you. But yeah, I don't know. Let's see. There was an, like I said, Superton Helldivers 2 update.
They got an update. They also can't have sex in Helldivers because they failed a mission. So the Helldivers are no longer allowed to have sex because they failed a mission.
God damn it.
That Game Master said, alright, we're done here. Y'all suck at this. No more activities for you.
No more sexy times until you eat your dinner.
I like Helldivers too, though, from what I played of it.
Yeah, it's real fun. Yeah. Andrew really enjoys it. He's like, oh my god, this is like great.
Yeah, some people, girl, Isabella, she's been playing with her friends, and, like, apparently they've been getting mad at her because she's just having fun, you know, with the game.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, she's not making call-outs and all this stuff like that. I'm like, guys, why are y'all such tryhards right now? Just fucking play the game and have fun, you know? Like, she doesn't play a lot of video games to begin with, and on the video games she plays, she's more of a first-person shooter like Borderlands. Great time, right? So,
right.
Borderlands. But, like, when it comes to, like, a game like this, it's just, like, she's just here to have a good time. Like, just because you die doesn't mean that's, like, that's the point of the game. Like, they have friendly fire one for a reason. And, like, I've died a couple of times. I'm like, all right, it's not that big of a deal, you know? Have you played it yet?
Yes. I got it for free.
You liking it?
Yes.
Stone, join the fight.
Maybe.
He's doing research.
Oh, gosh.
And it doesn't look like he's coming up with anything other than, like, rumor.
Yeah, so apparently the Sony leadership, considering they... It's a rumor right now that Sony leadership considered Bungie a failed investment.
Okay.
Apparently this came from an email that someone had received, an anonymous email. So we don't really know how factual it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So apparently that's all unsubstantiated rumors at this point. So take it with a huge grain of salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no.
Helldivers 2, apparently they're having some crashing issues right now.
Crash issues, still can't crossplay right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, apparently Arrowhead has told players not to use the Arc Thrower, Arc Shotgun, and Tesla Tower because they currently cause game crashes.
That tracks.
Yeah. So currently, for the time being, don't use the new arc weapon stuff, because I guess it's fucking with something in the back end, causing crashes.
Yeah, sometimes it, like, randomly kicks you out the game, too. Like, where you're just, like, you'd be, like, chilling, looking up with, like, your staff stratagems, and, like, trying to figure out and stuff. It's like, oh, well, no. Like, you're kicked from your friend's session, but they're not doing anything, you know? Mm-hmm. Just random kicks. I think I do have to get used to the fact in Helldivers 2 is that, like, you have to call down your weapon.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay. I'm just not used to it. So you just go in with what you need. Like, nope, you gotta call it down. I'm like, oh. And, like, for me, like, because you gotta input the buttons for it to get it, I'm like, fuck, wrong input.
Mm.
It's great, though.
I saw somebody had an app or something that ran on your phone, and they had, like, a little, like, 3D printed case or whatever that looks like the Helldiver, like, thing.
Yeah.
So the app has the, you know, like, the up, down, left, right arrows on it, so you can, like, on the phone app.
Oh, gosh. And it goes with the game?
Yeah, it ties into the game.
Good gosh. I guess, like, because I'm playing with a controller, it's easier to do it with your arrow keys. It probably is.
Probably.
Mm.
You're playing on your PC, right, with the controller?
Yeah.
Could you not just do it on the keyboard? Like, take your hand off the controller, put it on the keyboard real quick, and do the arrows?
Yeah, I probably could.
I don't know if that'd be easier or not, but maybe.
The thing is, I guess I would have to go, like, hold the trigger, like, hold L1, and go, like, or is it LB? LB, yeah. I've got my Xbox controller. It feels better, because, like, it doesn't incorporate, like, PlayStation controls, even though it's only for PlayStation and Xbox.
Yeah.
I mean, PlayStation and PC. But, I don't know. So, Helldivers 2 is looking good still. Join the fight. Stone, you need to.
Yeah.
Let's see. Larian is finished with Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, that makes sense. Apparently, they come out and said that they're not doing any DLC for Baldur's Gate 3, and they're not making a sequel to Baldur's Gate 3. They're currently working on a new RPG that will dwarf Baldur's Gate 3, according to their own interviews and stuff.
Yeah, it will dwarf Baldur's Gate 3. So
that's right.
So they're saying that their next game will be better than this one. Okay, Larian, you're going to be the next CD Projekt Red.
Yeah, well, I think that they're getting away from D&D. Because of issues with Hasbro and WotC and stuff, because you know how they fucking are. WotC laid off a bunch of people last year too.
Yeah.
And most of those people were the people that worked on Baldur's Gate 3 with Larian. You know? Yeah. So, I think that rubbed everybody the wrong way anyway. So.
Yeah, and plus did they make BG3, BG 1 and 2? And they're like, no.
No.
So it's like, well. If that makes sense that they're one and done then, for real.
Yeah.
With a studio like Larian that's known from Divinity Original Sin.
Yeah.
Why would I call it Sin and Divinity for some reason?
Yeah.
like, that's not the name.
Yeah, but they're known for Divinity Original Sin 2, or Sin 1 and 2, rather.
Yeah.
And then Baldur's Gate 3 plays a lot like those games, too, so.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see what they come out with next. I'm kind of curious if they would go with the same like tactics style RPG, or if they would go with something else. Maybe try something else. But I'm excited to see what they go with come up with next. So
can't wait. I still need to play BG3 all the way through because it's a great game. Just haven't had a chance to actually play it.
Yeah, well, I save it for when I'm playing with Brittany. I don't play it by myself, so.
Yeah.
I need to get with her to get her over here again, so we keep playing.
Good.
Right.
Next one, before number two, I know we gotta work.
Yay.
Wrestling, how's it going?
Fine, it's going fine. I just need WrestleMania to hurry up. I'm tired of seeing The Rock every week.
I've been watching, I hate saying this, SmackDown's the better show.
Oh, they have the better roster. Every time somebody gets signed and they bring them up or something, they put them on SmackDown. I'm like, why?
Because Jay Cargill just got signed.
She's got signed, yeah.
She's going straight.
I was like, well, it took them like 6 months to put her somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Jesus, okay.
I'm not for sure Triple H knows what he's doing right now.
There's a lot of other stuff going on over there, so I don't really
blame them.
No, there's a lot of like legal shit going on over there, so I'm
there's certain storylines I've been watching, like Becky's and the whole Cody and Seth, like that's all cool.
The only one I know is like Cody and Roman. I don't care about the rest of it.
Really?
And then Io and Bailey. I don't care about the rest of it.
The Bailey thing is kind of interesting. I'm like, I don't know. She's like, I'm AEW.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I was going to tell
you. I have too many favorites. That's where I watch my wrestling, mostly. It's just wherever my favorites are. Like, I watch Raw because Candace is there. Sometimes Cody. Depends on what day he wants to show up. But it's usually every day.
But the thing is, though, like, with Cody, like, right now, I guess because we're getting close to WrestleMania, he's always in his suit now, so he's not really.
He's always in his suit anyway.
Is it?
That, yeah, that's just a Cody thing. He did it in AEW too.
Just in a suit? Not like, are we going to wrestle tonight? No.
No, Cody's just there.
No, Cody's hanging out tonight.
Cody's chilling.
Like, what's the point? Him and Seth.
Because Seth hasn't even had like.
Seth has been injured, so Seth has a reason.
He's cleared now.
Oh, he's cleared now, but he wasn't for like 2 months, 2.5 months.
Yeah.
So he could wrestle. So.
He's cleared now. And the fact of the matter is, you know, putting on two wrestling matches, that's gonna be interesting. I feel like, is that not hurting their talent at all? Anything like
I mean, your WrestleMania paycheck. I don't like the fact that we're doing, like, Cody and Roman and Rock and Seth on night one, and then we have to see the same people again on night two. That's not what WrestleMania is for, but it's whatever at this point. It's like, you have a plethora of good people on your roster. You should probably use them.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, freaking Mercedes Monet's, like, freaking entrance has been stuck in my head.
I do that all the time. I just be doing something. I'm like, see? Oh, I'm like, damn, I hate it here.
Like, do you not like her? Or
oh, I love Mercedes. But it's just like every time. It happened when she showed up in New Japan, too. I had that song stuck in my head all the time, too. I'm just like, I hate it when I just get random wrestling themes stuck in my head because I just be doing stuff and I just start singing and then people are
say
like,
hello to your, say hello to your new CEO. I think I watched her, like, her interest, like, maybe. Like a good solid hour for whatever reason.
She's so pretty. It's so nice.
Like I said, and I was like, so I know she went to Japan too for a bit.
Yeah, she got injured in Japan. I think she was. Yeah, it was with Willow, so at least we got some story there, so that's nice.
I think.
But I also love Willow, so I'm at a. I'm at an impasse there. I don't know who to root for.
Mm. Who's the champion right now?
The women's champion is Toni Storm, and the TBS champion is Julia Hart.
Who's the AEW champion?
Samoa Joe.
Oh. So he went from commentating back to actually helping.
Look up. He can wrestle. It's fun. We got rid of MJF isn't champion, and he's been nowhere to be seen. So.
Okay.
Kyle came back, so I'm very excited about that.
So, essentially, AEW.
Jeannie is having a great time because all her favorites are wrestling. Pat came back, too, so I'm just having a nice time.
We're about 2 weeks away.
We're at Mania, yeah. So, I get to do night one with my other friends, and then we're going to do night two here.
Yeah.
Yeah, night two. We're going to grill up. I'm excited.
Yeah. Number two is like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We're going to have so much fun.
Like, everyone's
we get
like,
pizza one night and then, like, burgers the next night. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Burger. I don't know what we're actually making. We're
making brats, burgers.
Yay.
We're going to hook shit up. Yeah. We're doing some different shit.
Yeah. We just came over here on Thanksgiving for, like, Friendsgiving 1 year. Yeah. And then I just made everybody watch Orange Cassidy fight a ghost.
Yeah. That's funny. But nah, this I think it's going to be great. I'm really excited for WrestleMania.
Yay!
I mean, yeah. Anyways, Ubisoft is trying to use AI or some shit. That's what I'm hearing.
Everybody's trying to use AI.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. Why?
Well, they want to use AI.
Like Stone said, like, using AI as, like, a tool to help you, not to just take over somebody's job.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You gotta find that fine line balance.
You gotta find that, like, gray area.
Right.
That gray area.
I mean, this idea is something that I think is kind of pervasive in the, like, in the gaming industry right now. It's something, so they, you can't pay somebody to write literally everything, right? So if somebody comes up to an NPC and wants to have a conversation with an NPC, it's all scripted, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So you only have so many responses that you're so many things you could say to the NPC, and they only have so many ways to respond to that, right? So you give them an input, they give you an output. But with AI, it can be more freeform. Like, you could talk to the NPC, like, you could make a line of dialogue, and then that AI NPC could respond to you in real time. I think there's, like, an indie game that uses this, too. It's, like, some sort of horror game or something that, like this, you're stuck in a house with a girl, and the girl is run by an AI, and you talk to it, right? Mm. You try to convince the AI to let you out of the house. I forget what it's called. I had to look it up. But I'm like,
let me out this house.
Right. Well, it's I don't know. It's an interesting concept to where it's like, well, you're not limited anymore. It could be even more immersive if you could just like talk to the characters in the game, right? With these Neo NPCs that Ubisoft is tooling around with, because this is a research project. This isn't anything they're implementing or anything. This is something that they're working on. A human created the personality for these NPCs, so they kind of like dictated some major points of personality for the NPCs for like, so the AI would have something to go off of, a generative seed basically. And then you can say something to the NPC and then it will generate a response to you. I think it's cool. I don't think it's ready for any sort of game or anything yet, but I think that, you know, if we get to the point where it's like, I can just like have a conversation with one of the characters in the game, like, I think that's going to blow people away. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be cool as shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. If it's that, then sure, why not? Did you play Alone in the Dark?
I did. I haven't played too much of it yet, though.
Yeah, I was like, that's your game, right? That's your type of game.
Yeah. I haven't played too much of it yet, though. I've been working.
So. You've been working?
Yeah.
I've been. Cool. That's fine, though. But Alone in the Dark is out. Because, like, my friend Chris asked me, like, yo, are you going to play Alone in the Dark? I was like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, it's really weird because you have, like, craftable items in it, but, like, some of them can't be completed unless you play both story paths.
Okay.
So, that part's kind of weird, but I'm assuming you can, I don't know, I haven't gotten too far in it yet.
Mm.
Monsters are ugly as hell, though. They're super ugly.
FGC fans, just so you know, SMK's coming out with the new Fatal Fury game next year, March, in 2025. That's actually pretty good because it's been years since we've had the new Fatal Fury game.
Heck yeah.
It looks sweet, too, already. I'm a big SMK fan, if anyone hasn't noticed.
Well, there we go.
SMK. I love fighter games.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. Let's see. Dragon Ball, Sparkin Zero. Looks like a faithful remake to sequel to the Budokai Tenkaichi series, which is dope. Rest in peace to Akira Toriyama.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. That was a hard day to get through.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn. Because I was using the hotel before LexCon, and, like, I just got the update. I was like, wait, what? And, like, everyone came out. I was like, guess what? Guess what? I said, Toriyama just passed away. They're like, wait, what? Like, did you just say that to me? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, he passed away. And the fact that this is continuing. And also, I heard that Dragon Ball Super is going to be taking a hiatus.
Yep.
So, we're in good hands, though, because the successor, I don't know, butcher his name, we're in good hands. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Toyama? Is that how you say his name? I don't want to butcher his name.
Toyotaro,
yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
We're in good hands for our new Dragon Ball content. At least it feels that way. Oh, yeah. Another one. Kotaku EIC resigns over etiquette? Editorial etiquette?
Editorial edict.
Edict.
Yeah. Yeah, so the chief editor-in-chief of Kotaku, Jen Glennon, he resigned saying that she made the choice due to the management team's recent decisions to deprioritize news in favor of guides. So the Kotaku management team is saying that we're going to prioritize guides as opposed to actual news articles, which she felt was deeply misguided or fundamentally misguided given the current infrastructure of the site. The decision contradicted by many months of traffic data and shows an astonishing disregard for the livelihoods of the remaining writers and editors who work here. So scathing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Good, like, so I was up late on Discord, and like I said, one of my friends said, like, hey, we got to win. I'm like, what's the win? She's like, Kotaku's dead. I'm like, wait, what?
Kotaku's dead.
I was like, wait, what? They're like, yeah, someone resigned from it. I'm like, oh, okay. That makes sense now. I see what you said.
Yeah.
I was like, Kotaku okay. is, like, chaotic, but, like, sometimes they make hilarious-ass headlines, so you're just like, I have to read this because the headline's so dumb.
Yeah, I'm like, alright, what's this headline? Cool.
I do remember, like, specifically during COVID, when everything was closed, you could pretty much only order shit offline. Like, GameStop writes, like, descriptions of stuff, like, for games in, like, when you're looking at it. And there was one where they talked about how you have to kill dogs in The Last of Us. And Kotaku was like, GameStop hates dogs, and they glorify dog violence. Okay. I had to read it because I was like, wait, what did we do? We're not open. So I opened it and I was like, oh, we don't even write that. That comes from Sony.
Yeah, that's
like Sony wrote that. They want you to know that you have to kill the dog. You don't get the option to not kill the dog. Yeah. They sniff you out. I feel like some people would want to know that before playing their game.
That's wild.
It just made me laugh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There was another article. I can't remember the name of it, but it was about Animal Crossing, and it was hilarious.
Like, new?
No, it was when it came out.
Oh. Is it, like, related to,
I think,
like,
they were talking about how pissed off they were at Tom Nook.
I think everybody was, though.
I mean, I'm still mad at him. It's like, I'm still in debt. How am I still in debt?
No, it's funny, because, like, with Tom Nook, you're like, yeah, you're like, he gets you going. And all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, now you owe me this. I'm like, but I just helped you, like,
but I just helped you make this new island. It's like, yeah, but I'm going to need that money. Like, just whatever you can.
Like, not right now. It doesn't need to be.
Every time you go in there, like, to the thing to deposit it, he's just watching you, though. He's like, you gonna make a deposit?
Tom Nook is always looking at you, though. He's like, I'll do it for a raccoon, though. I'm like, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So, pre-orders go up for Final Fantasy XIV Drawn Trail March 26th, so we're right around the corner. The game actually releases on July 2nd, the expansion. And Final Fantasy 16 DLC drops next month. Did you hear about Stellar Blade?
What about Stellar Blade?
Like, the demo, they put the demo up for people to play, and then, like, accidentally released the entire game.
Oh, no.
And they're like, then they had to pull everything down.
They're like, hold on a minute. That's not what I meant.
What I meant was
you only get to play this part.
Not the entire thing.
Not the entire thing.
Like, oh. Okay.
I love how they have all those games and then just Saints Row.
Saints Row? Yeah. Well, I think that's everything, guys. So I went to Indianapolis Comic Con last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't get to go to Lexington Con. I was very sad about it.
I was waiting.
My anxiety was really, really bad, so I was like, yeah, we can't be doing a con.
Well.
But yeah. I did get my autograph, so there's that.
You've been to Lexington Comic Con. You like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't seem like some of the vendors are all samey, kind of.
Oh, that's just any Comic Con.
Yeah.
All the vendors are selling pretty much almost the same stuff, just different formats.
Yeah, like formats, different price.
Same shit, different font.
Yeah. What else is there? But we went to go to the Hayden Christian Rosario Dawson event yesterday. And I'm going to say this. The event was very lame. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you think of, like, It's an evening with Rosario Dawson and Hayden Christensen. Like, I'm thinking, like, all right, so are we having dinner or something? Like,
no.
Like, oh, you know, like.
Oh, always look that up before you go.
They didn't give me details.
That any kind of, like, Comic-Con event does not require, it's not food. You have to get your own.
Oh, no, no. We weren't saying that, but it was just so late in the night. We're just like, all right, what is this really?
And, yeah, it's literally like you get to sit there and talk to them and about Star Wars.
But there was
it's
no,
almost like a panel, but more exclusive than like a panel.
No, that was a panel, but like there was like no fan interaction. You get what I'm saying? Like it's one of those. It was one of those like, well, the person that was running the panel asked all the questions, and like Hayden himself would not really answer the question, and like would toss it off to Rosario. I'm just like, bro, I get that Rosario is the bigger star right now. But they're here to see you too. Right?
Am I mean, wrong? They don't have been feeling well. Like, it's a whole matter of, like, maybe he was exhausted because, like, those Comic-Cons run all day long. Yeah. And they don't get a whole lot of break time.
No, like, apparently, we passed them something off for, like, the Western Kentucky Saber Guild. We were getting ready, like, just a signature. We didn't even want him to sign it or anything. We were just giving it to him. And they were like, oh, well, you need to get, like, a photo. Like, you gotta buy, like, for autographs and stuff. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want his autograph or anything. I am just passing this off to you to give to him. And they're like, oh.
They're really particular about that kind of stuff.
No,
and it always stems from somebody fucked up somewhere along the line and made all the rules 10 times tighter than what they were originally.
No, we gave it to them. No, we were able to give it to them. They're like, oh, that's all you wanted? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. We don't want it. Well, they have to follow really, really strict rules, and you have people that do bypass it, so that's why they don't understand. Yeah. It was the same thing at Lexington Con.
For you? Yeah. It was just like, guys, I don't like... Well, we bought the, like, well, I was able to buy the photo. I don't care to do it. You guys think we got something to sign. You're like, oh, well, you did that, but you had to do, like, an add-on with it as well. I'm like, so you want me to drop another $150 after I just spent $125? Like, you know, like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, you got to look all that stuff up and then look at people that have gone to that kind of stuff before. It's always important to do that kind of stuff before you go to a con that you've never... been to before.
I mean, I have fun. But at the same time, like, the energy in that room wasn't... You could tell.
Like, it's late at night. They've been doing this shit all day. They probably just want to go to bed.
It was like 7.
No, it was like 8. Just want to go to bed.
It was like 8. No, but he actually left and, like, continued to go back to finish signing and stuff.
Yeah, like I said, they only get X amount of time. They don't get breaks that are extremely long. Between all that, so...
Well, see, Najee Jeter even wasn't able to come to Lexington Con because all the storms in Dallas.
He came on Sunday. He was there for, like, a day.
Really? I was there all day.
I think he was there for, like, a day.
I was there all day. I didn't see him.
Yeah, I think they said he was supposed to be there for, like, Sunday or... It was either Saturday or Sunday.
Number two, I was there all 3 days.
That's what they said. I don't know if he was... I didn't go, but that's what their profile said, that he was supposed to be there Saturday or Sunday.
No, he actually made a tweet. He couldn't because there were storms in Dallas. He was on the
He was supposed to be there all weekend.
Yeah.
But the storm in Dallas delayed him, but he was supposed to still show up Saturday and Sunday.
Him and the girl that voiced Luffy, they were on the same flight, and they both weren't there, so I don't know. Maybe I missed them, but I didn't
see
them.
That's just what they said on their Facebook, is that they were still supposed to show up on Saturday and Sunday. So.
But like I said, I didn't see them. No big deal. Recommended games. Get out of here.
Go check out Light Your Frontier.
Light Your Frontier.
I was supposed to say Stone is the Light Your Frontier.
Yeah.
I'd say go check out Helldivers, finally.
Yeah.
Number two, what are you saying?
2K.
2K?
Yeah.
A wrestling?
Yes. I'm not going to tell anybody who plays NBA.
No, I had to, like, have a conversation with one of my friends because they were like, they said, like, they posted a picture in chat and was like, when did, like, he was really confused. He's like, this is the MLB Negroes edition.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, people's stances on this, what in the world? I was like, what's the problem?
Oh, yeah. It was a big thing on the GameStop thing, too.
I'm like, what's her issues?
Like, our little GameStop social media. They're like, how do we promote this? And I'm like, you just say it. Or just call it the collector's edition if you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable saying it.
Like, if you don't feel comfortable saying the word, just call it the collector's edition.
But also, just like, but what's the big deal? Like, he's like, okay, what's the big deal? I'm like, they're integrating the stats. They're actually acknowledging the Negro Leagues now.
Yeah.
So, that's exactly what this is. He's like, oh, well, how long has it been? I'm like, well, say about 70 to 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, so this is a really big deal. I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, cool. And he wasn't mad about it or anything. He was just confused about it. Which is okay, totally understandable. All right. Show of the week. I'm going to say X-Men. Yeah.
I haven't watched any shows this week. I've been to the movies a lot this week.
You just don't watch X-Men.
I mean, I can't suggest that because you suggested it.
How many times have you suggested the same shit?
Never.
Always. We have, haven't we?
Yeah.
We have.
I guess mine will be Invincible Season 2, Part 2.
Oh, this is really good.
Invincible. How was the first few episodes?
I really liked episode 5. I thought it was really good to kind of get it was a lot of quality content in that episode, and it was longer, like it was like 45 minutes or something.
Thank gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, after a long break like that, you better give me some fucking shit.
I think episode 6, it was a little lackluster because it's kind of establishing shots, right? So I think that the next two episodes are going to start popping off, and I'm not sure, but I feel like we're going to get like multiversal shenanigans in season 3, but I think the next two episodes are going to be set up shots for that.
Mm-hmm. Cool, cool, cool. So number 2, which movie have you went to go see? Did you see Ghostbusters? Is it good?
I did see, I saw Ghostbusters and I saw Late Night with the Devil, and that was really good.
Which one do you like better more?
Late Night with the Devil. It was really good.
You didn't like Ghostbusters?
Oh, I loved Ghostbusters. I just like Late Night with the Devil more.
Late Night.
Minus the AI thing.
The Devil. Alright, I'll put that for your recommended, what's it called?
My recommended media that is not a game.
No, it's a show of the week. So.
Yeah, I'll have a show of the week, but I haven't watched any shows this week.
Well, if you think about it, like, my aunt used to argue with me that, like...
And then I'm going to go see Immaculate and Winnie the Pooh next week and Godzilla, so...
You enjoy Godzilla.
I will. I'm going to Evansville. I'm going to enjoy American Godzilla. I'm going to enjoy my popcorn Godzilla movie.
I prefer minus one.
I still love that one way more, but I'm still going to go see this one because it's my popcorn Godzilla movie.
Yeah. Robbie was actually saying that he watched Godzilla versus Kong and was just like, what the fuck is this?
They were just doing shit.
He's like, oh, they were going to tie in some lore and all that.
Nope. It's America. We ain't going to do that. We don't like lore.
With that being said, I think it's good to be back. Good God. 2 weeks, we're never doing that again, unless we need to.
Yeah.
Alright, we love y'all. Appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Bye.
So, this is episode 223 and not 222.
Oops.
Well, who cares? We do. Just make sure
it's been 2 weeks. We forgot how to count.
We forgot how to count. But anyways, we love y'all. Peace.